It's like the laser beam most probably, isn't it? Something to do, I think. We should find that out. Some scientists should find out what's passing through, is it?
through
the avatar. What is that? That fixes the image there, you see. Yeah.
Who knows what kind of tests they'll come up with 700 years from now.
Yeah, they will try to fiddle with these things. There you are, he's here, the friend is here.
I've had sufficient now to last me through the rest of the afternoon.
Only through the afternoon, huh? No, we were talking about Rick Chapman.
Oh, yeah?
They were talking about one glance, one this and that, people coming out of woodworks and this and that, having met Baba once and all. So it reminded me of Rick Chapman. He came and saw Baba for the first time, just half an hour, 1 hour, whatever it was. And then he continued to prolong his stay in Pune. And he'll go to my parents' place and while away his time there and stayed at Pune Center and this and that. Many things happened. So whenever I would be permitted by Baba from Guru Prasad to go and to be with my parents, I would find this young man sitting there. So we'll chat and we'll talk and this and that. So his love for Baba hurt me a lot. So one day I petitioned to Baba, "Baba, Rick is still here. Over a month has passed by, a month and a half. Would you like to see him again? Once is enough."
You know what I find interesting about that story is the detail of it. After he spent the 15 minutes or so with Baba, and the things that Baba had said to him, afterwards you took him outside and went over it with him.
Yeah.
And now he's got it
word for word.
His brain, because as he said, when he walked out, he remembered nothing.
I know it's like that. It's a daze.
He's still in a daze, of course.
He's still in a daze.
Eric is in a professional daze.
I love his baby, the super organized chaos.
Oh, yeah.
He just wrote recently.
Really?
To Eric, and I'll tell him he was coming. And about his grandmother who died.